This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Swatulski. Broward County's 911 system faces criticism after communication failures during the Parkland school shooting. It faced similar scrutiny after the January 2017 shooting at the Fort Lauderdale airport. The system shut down completely as recently as the end of April, but files going back to 2016 recommend critical upgrades, most of which were never done.
In a typical 911 routing, the typical call comes in by either a landline or a cellular phone.
That's BSO Colonel Jack Dale.
It goes to 911, met by a call taker. The call taker interviews the caller.
He spoke during the state's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Public Safety Commission in April.
Passes the information on to a dispatcher who either puts it out to the law enforcement side of the house or the fire side of the house, or both if it calls for both. In Parkland, it's a little different.
That's because Parkland uses two different communication centers for 911 calls. If you have an emergency and you call 911 on a landline, your call is routed to one of three BSO call centers countywide. But if you dial 911 in Parkland on a cell phone, your call gets routed to the Coral Springs Center, which doesn't participate in the county 911 system.
There's been questions about the radio system, whether or not the radio system failed.
That's Broward County Administrator Bertha Henry. At a county commission meeting on May 8th, she had several 911 issues to address. First, the lack of change to the system after the airport shooting in Fort Lauderdale. Second, the multiple communication failures during the Stoneman Douglas shooting. And third, the recent glitch in the system on an April Friday afternoon. People couldn't get through to 911 countywide for an hour on the 27th. That's except in Coral Springs and Plantation, which have their own separate 911 systems.
Recently, we did have a failure. We had a failure of the phone system. It was not the radio system. We're here today to say we saw no evidence of our radio system failing.
Members of the Florida MSD Public Safety Commission are not convinced. The commission is investigating what role the 911 system played in the police response to the February 14th mass shooting. So far, BSO presentations have suggested separate call centers that were each inundated with Parkland calls that day. And radio issues. The Coral Springs police officers were never patched onto the same radio channel as BSO. Here's Colonel Jack Dale from BSO again.
For whatever reason, it never happened.
Max Schachter is on the state's Public Safety Commission.
When I hear that there were no failures, it's extremely frustrating.
His son, Alex Schachter, was killed in the shooting.
When I reached out to many of you, your response to me was, we bought a new system. I'm like, that's fantastic, but you knew that it needed to be fixed in 2016.
The many of you he's talking about are Broward County commissioners. A report done by a consultant group in 2016 does show problems in the entire system's operations, technology, performance, and efficiency. It also details police radios that throttle when too many people are on a channel at once. It's like a traffic jam that slows the system.
I don't know who or how they coordinate all of those calls coming in at once.
That's County Commissioner Steve Geller at the commission meeting last week. The county did order a new police radio system in May of 2017. The $60 million purchase came over 4 months after the airport shooting, where five died in Fort Lauderdale. At that shooting, BSO was highly criticized for communication problems that circulated rumors about a second shooter. That caused a second wave of panic and stampeding. But if you fast forward from ordering the gear a year later, the new radios are still not close to being used. They're in boxes because the county needs to follow a strict implementation schedule.
We do have concerns about the length of time.
Frank Babinick is the president of the Fire Chiefs Association in Broward, and he's the fire chief of the Coral Springs and Parkland Fire Department.
And we understand the equipment's been ordered, we understand it's here, but we do know that the system is vulnerable at this point.
The new radios are expected to be fully operational by this time next year, but it's the time in between that parents like Max Schachter are worried about.
The problem is you've not found a temporary fix. We need to end the blame game. I am here to ask and to plead with you to all get in the same room, every stakeholder involved. Let's figure out a solution. If there's another emergency tomorrow, I don't want to hear we bought a new system. It's coming in 2019 or 2020.
I'm Katie Swatulski in Miami.